Let's do it.
That's right. Here's a guy who could tell us where we could find frog on the menu. Frog legs for sure. In fact, I think I saw him in one of his stores, to be honest with you. Our very own meatmonger, the lovely, the talented, the beautiful, the ever-knowing, Sean Kelly from Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. Good morning, buddy.
Morning, and Mr. Winters should talk. Have you ever seen his hair or his mustache change at all in any appearance he's ever made? He looks like Davy Boy from that, remember that Sunday morning cartoon, Davy and the dog there? His hair is just the same all the time.
By the way, what appearances are you talking about? Because I've never seen him appear anywhere.
Well, I've seen him, and I've seen, even on his, if you look at his photo on your website, that's a great one. That's just super. Got the shorts on and everything.
You're killing me.
Just wait till the phone's going to start dinging now, any second now from him.
Oh, I know. He's going to get back at you. Don't you worry.
Yep.
He has his ways. How are you, my friend?
I'm tremendous.
Frog legs, are they available?
Yes, out of Quebec.
Okay.
They're carried by some of the fisheries, as far as that goes. It's not a big item. It's sort of a try and see. I've had them a couple of times. I'm not a super fan, but maybe I didn't cook them right.
Was it the taste or was it the psychological effect?
I think it's like a lot of things, and I'll even go with sea bass on this. If it's not cooked properly, then your head gets into it, and it's a little gooey, you know, and all of a sudden you're going, oh, my God, what did I just do kind of thing, right? So
okay.
I think I screwed that up just a bit again. I screwed up sea bass before as well. So
yeah, and you may have screwed up your connection with the skiing audience out there last week. You provoked a couple of messages, apparently, and I wasn't aware of it, but apparently you referred to them as snobby skiers.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What was that all about?
I don't know. I doubt you got any mention of that, but however, if you want to go with that, I didn't mean anybody around me. I mean out in Whistler and places like that. Around here, they're just perfect. They're just they're people just like me. They play hockey and they they spend more time in the bar than they do on the slopes, but that's okay.
That's okay because that's right up your alley is what you're saying.
That's exactly. I understand that. How much exercise do you need?
Exactly, and dangerous too. Let's throw that in there. It's dangerous doing that stuff,
especially when you get to be over 5'6". You fall down, it hurts.
I've never heard of anybody. I certainly never heard of you hanging out in a bar running into a tree.
No,
right? No, never had any bad news about that.
No. I've fallen off of the. I've fallen off some steps before, but never into a tree.
No. Easter weekend is upon us, coming up very soon. What should we be looking at cooking up?
Lots of lamb. We're going to have a lot of different varieties for that, different ideas for recipes. We'll also, like I mentioned before, we'll have our beautiful wild boar hams, our Berkshire hams, some spiral hams, honey glaze. You know, we're ready for it. And the weather looks like it's going to be a nice warm stretch in respect to being outside to barbecue. So don't just think about Easter Sunday dinner, man. You got 3 or 4 days ahead of that, especially if the weather's good. You get out there. Some of the golf courses are opening up, hopefully around here. You know, maybe one or two of them will be open on the Easter long weekend.
Fantastic, my friend. What do we got for birthdays?
Let's do it.
Oh, wrong one, Steve. It's his hair, right?
Sean Kelly's birthday report.
Yeah, baby. Sharon Labadie. No, Shannon.
Shannon Labadie. My sister. How did you know that?
And Sharon. That's a different person. But anyways.
That's my mom's name, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
I have them in my Rolodex here, so I got them mixed up. Sorry, Steve.
Wonderful weekend to go to a Black Angus outlet. There's one near you. If you're in the Toronto area, go to 360 Rivas Road. That's in Mississauga, one block north of the Lakeshore. And go in and get your goodies. What's cooking down there, do you know?
We got the barbecue, the Vermont barbecue going. I think we got some Wagyu burgers being cooked today. I'll have to check in with Chris, and we're going to do the same thing up here. We'll have some sampling for you to come into the stores. And by the way, I'm glad I gave John Winters a couple of shots there because he cut into most of my time.
I figured that was going to come up sooner or later. Always have time for you, my friend. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Folks, go to blackangusmeat.com. Check it all out. Recipes, fine foods, game, both prepared, non-prepared, frozen, you name it. They got it. Blackangusmeat.com. Talk to you next week.
And frog legs on special order.
From Quebec.
Yes.
Talk to you later. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.